This episode of the Michael Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
I'm over here now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
Now we're going
to
start and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara,
Mike!
Josh Schroeder,
Josh!
And Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Rob!
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
Hi!
Hi.
I'm confused today. I'm always confused.
Well,
I really am.
I'll tell you.
Our guest is online. So
all right. We'll bring him in just a second.
That'll help with some of your confusion.
Well, I know it helps with yours. I get that. I know that you guys are into this. And in a moment, we'll bring Mike Lee, founder and CEO of Soul, into the show. Rob's confused, too.
I am confused. It's
just a confusing Thursday. I have found today to be full of moving parts, and I am doing...
Shoot me.
What are you doing?
That was some moving parts.
That was a moving part, yeah.
Okay, all right. But no, I get it, because I'm feeling the same way. It was like, last minute, I'm pressing buttons, and things are not cooperating, and that's it. Let's just bring our guest in and talk about weed.
Okay.
It's my favorite way to relax.
Mike Lee is the founder and CEO of Soul, and he's the founder, one of the nation's leading hemp-derived wellness companies. He is an entrepreneur and advocate for responsible hemp regulation. He's a frequent guest talking about hemp, cannabinoids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Consumer safety, cannabis policy, and the idea of regulation and hemp and cannabis has been around for a very long time. And as the average casual person who is getting benefits from hemp, a la Soul, is out there. Well, I think there are people all over the place that are getting, their titty in a wad about it and trying to legislate it and do all sorts of stuff. What do you say?
I'm concerned too.
And Mrs. Spiewak is bothered as well.
Okay. The newly introduced bipartisan Lawful Hemp Protection Act. What it actually does, how the bill differs from the current federal law that would otherwise severely restrict most hemp-derived THC products beginning November 12th. I didn't know it was that quick. This is a brand new piece of legislation, and here to talk about that and all things Soul Gummies and what a phenomenal company is.
Soul's been with us a very long time.
Let's welcome Mike Lee to the show. Mike, thanks for taking the time out of your day to come on and join us today. You're younger than I thought you would be.
It's the camera filter. No, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on. I love the intro. I got all pumped up that it went 10, 9 right before I entered the chat. It was great.
I have since the advent of AI has slid into our business, I have played with those intros, and I will be sitting in the car line waiting to pick my kid up from school, and I will literally come up with a idea, nothing musical. I will write some lyrics, a few little simple lyrics, and I'll put it in, and it comes out, and I got something like that, and it's fun. And then Josh will take it, and he will do, through AI as well, some beautiful video, and it's fun, and it's a new toy. It's a new toy for us that we use all the time. So this is a very difficult time for people in your industry. Would that be correct?
Absolutely. I mean, it's tough enough to, I mean, quite frankly, the government is trying to kill our family business. You know, I started this company about 7 years ago with my sister. We hired my mom, and so it's become this incredible family business that we've built from the ground up, helping mothers, fathers, veterans, athletes, just people all over the world that are struggling with anxiety, struggling with pain, struggling with sleep. And we wanted to give them a natural tool to all those issues. And so unfortunately, Washington, D.C. is doing what they do best, which is playing dirty politics. And November of last year, Senator Mitch McConnell slipped into the appropriations bill this hemp ban, which goes into effect 1 year from then, which is November 12th this year. And what it does is effectively wipes out a $30 billion industry, which we are a very small part of. It wipes out over 350,000 jobs here in the United States. And it's really a shame because his largest donors, surprise, surprise, are big alcohol and the pharmaceutical industries.
There it is.
Yeah. It's easy. May I ask a timeline question?
It's easy, but I just wanted to say, Rob, it's easy to as soon as you mention that, I'm like, well, that's got to be coming from big alcohol. And and there's room for everybody. But when you want to smash
Mitch
the competition.
Does for it to go into effect?
Mitch.
Well, I talked to him for about 20 minutes yesterday.
I'm sure you did. Yeah, go ahead, Rob. You had a question.
A timeline question. When did the legalization without prescription, I know it was sort of gradual, for a long time it was, oh, my glaucoma is bad, so I need to get my prescription filled. But when was it that you could just walk in the average shop and buy a THC product, a gummy, a cookie, or something like that? When did that tide turn?
Yes, great question. So in 2018, the Farm Bill basically allowed hemp-derived THC and CBD to be sold nationwide under certain limitations. The important distinction there is that marijuana and hemp are virtually the same plant. However, there was like a loophole to where hemp was allowed to be shipped across interstate versus marijuana that wasn't and had more regulations around it. So what we are looking for as the hemp industry, you know, because what we're selling, the THC in hemp is the exact same cannabinoid THC in marijuana.
Can I stop you there for layman's terms here, because I am so confused by that. So hemp, can you just explain what is the difference between hemp and marijuana?
The best way to think about it is they're virtually identical plants, same genetics. The marijuana plant is very high in THC, and the cannabinoids, the things that make you, that are psychoactive, that make you high. Hemp is the inverse. Hemp is very high in CBD and other cannabinoids that are not psychoactive and very low in THC. So in general, the way to think about it is when you walk into a dispensary, if you're in a medical marijuana state, those products usually have much higher levels of THC in general that gets you high. Hemp in general has been lower THC. Like we have a lot of microdose THC products. So
and the plant and the hemp plant is also used in a variety of different products too, right?
Yes.
Is that the way it is?
For thousands of years, the hemp plant has been used for a variety of different products. From
Mike loves rope, and he's just all about rope.
No, I like the shirts.
Oh, the shirts are also great.
Yeah.
But the ban on hemp, make no mistake about it, proposed by Mitch McConnell and the other legislators, that's an absolute sweeping, no exception ban on the whole industry? That's what we're talking about here?
100 virtually. What would be allowed is CBD, and CBD really only, CBD isolate virtually. So the THC, and the issue is it's such a trickle-down effect of destruction because the THC element is helping so many people, whether it's high levels or low levels. So farmers, for instance, are going to be massively affected for all the hemp farmers that we work with because the demand all of a sudden goes to virtually zero, they're not going to plant anymore. And they have to find a new way of life as well. So it's hurting people all the way from the farmers to the consumer.
We are talking about the bipartisan Lawful Hemp Protection Act. Where does that stand right now? That would fix this. That would prevent this hemp ban that we have. And where are you or where are they with this legislation right now?
Well, it was just introduced, which is great momentum, but unfortunately nothing is real until the ink is dried, so to speak. So it needs for Congress to pass it. President Trump has been for this. In fact, he tweeted out on Truth Social not too long ago that this needs to be fixed. The hope is that this does a couple things. One, it maybe pushes an extension of this bill that will happen in November, so that we get a year or two to have some time to redo this bill.
Mm-hmm.
Or the second thing in perfect world is it passes. Maybe there's a few tweaks. And what we have is what we always wanted, which is not a complete ban. I feel like that's really the wrong way to go about this, a complete prohibition, but regulation. Like, all of us want third-party lab testing, absolutely no sales to minors or any marketing to minors. We want, you know, organic, pesticide-free hemp. There's all these different, like, regulations that can be put in place, but a prohibition doesn't solve that. It really only just hurts everybody. So that's the hope right now. And so we're just requesting and hoping that people reach out to their congressmen.
Go ahead, Josh.
Well, I saw on your bottles now you have little QR codes. Is that part of the testing?
Yeah, so we go above and beyond what's technically necessary. So like I said, when we started this company, I started it not with the idea of building this massive company, but it was really just to help myself and help some of my friends. It started as a little side kind of hustle. And through that process, we realized that, like, if I'm going to have my mom take this, if I'm going to take this, we have to make sure that we have the highest quality stuff out there. Now, there are bad actors in our industry, like anybody else, right?
Right. So
it was important for us that we do double third-party testing, that we make sure that the exact levels of THC, CBD, any of the other cannabinoids are in there. There's no pesticides. It's organic hemp only. All these different things that only source from here in the United States. So we have spent more money and time doing things that we technically don't have to do, but we're hoping that the industry is kind of pushed to do so we can weed out some of these bad actors. But yes, yeah, the QR codes will show that.
You know, it's funny because when I think of Soul, your company, and we've been delighted not only to, you know, advertise Soul on this show, but my coworkers, Soroka and Spiewak, both have benefited by this. And I think of a company like yours, and then I think about, you know, Beavis down at the local strip mall that, you know, that comes out with these things that he made in his oven. And, you know, and it just, it's an industry that probably does need a little house cleaning. Wouldn't you agree?
Couldn't agree more. It needs house cleaning. It needs oversight, like anything else, like alcohol, right? We are back in the 1920s during Prohibition to where there needs to be adults in the room and regulation without a doubt. But a total ban on something, you know, thousands of people die every single year in the state of Texas that I live in from alcohol. Okay. Like, alcohol kills thousands and thousands of people from drunk driving, from overdose. I can go on and on. Hemp has killed zero people, zero. So, you know, for us to demonize something like that and not put regulation around it, but just completely prohibit it, is so obvious that these senators, Mitch McConnell and many included, but they have big pharma in their pocket. And hemp right now is, if you walk into a liquor store, most of the THC derived drinks, they're taking up almost 15% and climbing of market share of big alcohol. So big alcohol is loving this, what's happening in November, because it's really taking a chunk out of them, because Gen Z and a lot of younger people are realizing how terrible alcohol is for you, and they're looking for healthier alternatives. So now, I don't want alcohol to be banned. I think alcohol has its place. Like, this is the United States. 21 and older consumers should choose what they put in their body. But to demonize something that has zero deaths versus something that has hundreds of thousands of deaths is just wild.
Well, and you're also not going to say, you know, Aunt Kitty, you know, sorry you're going through this chemo. You know, here's a Cosmopolitan. This will make you feel better. It just is the reality that the hemp products and the products that you manufacture, like your company Soul, the benefits that everybody, I think, it seems like everybody's got somebody that's been touched by someone who's benefited from that. And, you know, and it can, and they continue to do that. Go ahead, Rob.
First, I just want to say that I was never a marijuana guy growing up, because I was a little scared of it, because you don't know where it comes from or how strong it's going to be. I was able to totally rely on your product because it was so consistent. I knew that this was going to be a 5. This was going to be a 10. You know, I could rely on it. So I think that is something that is amazing, and I'm sure that they're not focused on that. But when you have history as a template, doesn't anybody that is against the legalization of this product know that when you prohibit something, all you do is you make people acquire it in illegal ways? I mean, are they not aware of that at all?
Amen. That's another great point. I appreciate that. First of all, thank you for the kind words on the product. We worked really hard to make sure that those levels are, you know, whatever you're looking for there, from low to high, are consistent. Because you're right, we all have had experiences where you take something and next thing you know, you're way too high and it's not enjoyable. But you're right. Listen, this is something that people need for, as I mentioned, everything between that cancer patient who needs help with pain and sleep.
Appetite. It saved my mother-in-law's, it extended my mother-in-law's life because she couldn't eat. And yes. when they gave her medical marijuana, she was eating and it extended her life. It's an amazing product.
It's incredible. And to your point earlier, you're exactly right. People are, their only options now are to go to the black market.
Right.
So now we're pouring money and supporting the cartel. We're supporting super unregulated stuff that has crazy amounts, fentanyl, like who knows what it is to go to the black market. Oh. So it's,
How does this all tie in with dispensaries? Because there's a lot of money into these dispensaries. They're popping up on every corner. Mm-hmm. And when I saw the November thing, I panicked because Soul's become such a part of my life that I looked into it, and it's hundreds of dollars to get a card to be able to go to the dispensary.
Right, right.
So there's a lot of money behind this where your product's been fine and great.
Yeah. And reasonably priced. You know, it's great.
Right. And that's the beauty of having a direct consumer, like e-commerce brand as well, is that we don't have to charge as much to the consumer because we don't incur as much. But a lot of these hemp dispensaries are gone overnight. If they have a medical marijuana and you are in a specific state like California, for instance, where you have a medical marijuana or recreational marijuana system, then you can still go into those dispensaries. Prices are usually higher. But, you know, here in Texas, there's no medical marijuana system, right? So, you know, all the hemp shops down the street are gone overnight.
A card in Florida, I looked into it, is $275 after a virtual doctor appointment for $150.
And they're going to be gone too, right?
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Well, that's for the medical marijuana.
Yeah. We're talking to Mike Lee, a founder, CEO of Soul, and an expert on legislation concerning the hemp industry and all the good things that it does for people. I get the impression by hearing about the legislation that's going to go into effect in November and the thing that you're getting behind, the Lawful Hemp Protection Act. This sounds like a foot race a little bit as far as getting yours out there or getting it and working against the clock, it sounds like.
100%. We're absolutely working against the clock. We're also, you know, Congress will go into summer recess. You've got a lot of, you have the war in Iran. You've got immigration issues. You know, the problem is we keep getting kind of punted down the road because of all these bigger issues. And like I said, Trump recently and the executive branch have showed support of this, you know, new bill that would kind of help things with regulation, but it's a fight against the clock. And if anything, if we don't get things done by November 12th, there's going to be a lot of businesses that go under, but there's not a world where this goes away forever. You know, new senators come in.
Sure.
This could be something where there's finally regulation, but we have to kind of tread water as much as we can with our other products that are, you know, more wellness, non-THC, non-cannabinoid products. We have to tread water until there's some, you know, regulation and oversight that actually goes into place.
Are you optimistic as far as the November situation, or it sounds like maybe you are just, you know, looking at the long game as well?
I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't know if you guys know this, but in a former life, I was a professional boxer. I had a 10-year career as a professional fighter, 20 pro fights with some title belts up there. I learned a lot from a very dirty industry. And the one thing I learned in boxing is that you don't get paid until the bell rings. You don't get paid until you're in the dressing room and then they bring the check. And so why I say cautiously optimistic is because I've been trained since I turned pro at the age of 21 years and years ago that, you know, nothing's real until the money hits the account. So I think, unfortunately, a lot of people in our industry are overly optimistic and they're not thinking clearly. And I'm a little more pragmatic and a little more cautiously optimistic, but we have a tough battle ahead.
You were a boxer, how many fights did you do when you were just absolutely high?
Every single one, baby.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I thought so. That was they called him Kid Joint. Was his name?
It's a tradition in the former boxer world. It's a Mike Tyson. Come on now,
let's go.
Well, as we prepare for November, what's the shelf life of your product? Like how much do I need to buy?
Yeah, and do I need to clear out freezer space?
Exactly.
That's a great question. It's a 2-year shelf life. So, and it varies a little bit depending on which product, but for the most part, about 2 years.
The drinks, that'll buy some time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, listen, worst case scenario, like everybody else, October, we're going to run some really aggressive sales and hopefully people can kind of bulk up and wait out the storm. Who knows?
You know, I think that, you know, on the outside, looking in on this and talking to Rob and talking to Josh, the thing I keep getting back to is how many people I know personally that benefit from this when they really, really do need it. And then in general, the concept of choose your medicine, really. And when I say medicine, I'm not talking about opiates or anything. I'm just saying choose your medicine and what you want to wind down with. The world is a crazy, tense, intense place, and it gets harder every single day. And I hope that, you know, because of big money and other industries that are going to benefit and just want to wipe you guys off the map, I really hope that that things go in the right direction for you. It's frustrating to fight the government, especially when you got somebody on board. But
you're not really fighting the government. You're fighting the people that control the government, which makes it even worse.
It's a tough thing.
Mike, I won't get into the long story of it, but I have a checkered past with alcohol, and I was told that I can't have it anymore. And when I spoke to my doctor, I said, what about these gummies? He said, absolutely. And, there were times when I'm better now, but at the beginning when I would just really want to drink, and that would be my death.
Well, but it's just to put a warning out there, you're.
Yeah.
That's not for everybody.
I mean, it really is. But when you say choose your poison or choose your medicine,
right.
It was a lifesaver for me. It gave me something when I needed something.
I wish you guys luck. I really do.
Yeah,
I think that it's going to be a tough fight. And I was fascinated because I didn't have any previous information on the fact that you were a boxer and the fact that I feel like I'm talking to a 19-year-old because you look very young. Do you still exercise by boxing? Do you still get in the ring and spar to keep in shape or anything like that?
No, I finally got my nose fixed after breaking it so many years. So I got, reconstructive surgery about a year ago. So I'm not trying to get hit in the face anymore, but I'm working out all the time.
Mike, you two could talk about broken noses for a week.
Mine's a long time ago playing hockey, but I will say that the fight game right now, there's just so much out there. Do you still keep tabs on combat sports in general?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I retired about 7 years ago. And so I still have some friends that are, world champions and still involved boxing, UFC. So I still stay in touch. My old agent still represents a lot of people. So I'll fly out to fights. I'm not as dialed in as I was. I've been fighting this fight over here, but I still watch a lot of the sport.
I love it. It's, and I like them all. My newest is bare knuckle women's boxing. What does that say about me? I'm sorry.
It says more than you know. It really does.
It probably does. Okay. I'm just talking about my algorithm. That's all.
You should watch that bare knuckle boxing after taking a Soul Gummy. You would love it.
Mike Lee, first of all, thank you for your support of our show. We appreciate you coming on here and also being a sponsor on our show. Keep us in the loop and keep us posted on this, and we'd love to have you back. Hopefully for a victory lap, if you guys can get this thing done. And good luck to you, and thanks again for your support of our program. We appreciate it, Mike.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me. I had a lot of fun.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
So long.
That's Mike Lee, founder, CEO of Soul, and a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, I like what I like.
I know. And I'm not telling you not to like it. It's just, that's not how I saw the interview ending.
I didn't know he was a boxer. And he didn't look that old. He didn't look like he's been around. Didn't look like a boxer that retired 7 years ago.
I think he's about my age.
So he's old.
I would guess in his 40s.
Making me laugh because I'm thinking of the cruise when we went into the theater and the theater performers were, the male dancers were led by Josh. And, I did it again.
Mike, it's a lot of moving parts today. That's all.
Hi, how are you? We're taping. Unbelievable. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Let me
plug in. At least she led with her apology.
Let me plug in. Let me plug in.
Plug it in. Plug it in.
Now can you hear me?
I can.
Okay.
Oh, the fidelity is remarkable.
Are you doing this on purpose?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
If you can hear me, I can't hear you.
Okay.
And it's echoing in my ear.
Oh, it is? I'm sorry about that.
You know what could fix that is if she didn't call.
Stop it.
Hello.
Be nice. Be nice.
You're right.
Can you hear me
hello,
now?
Hello, hello.
All right, I'll just put you on the speaker. Is there a reason you're doing this lately?
Clearly, I have way too much on my mind and my plate, and I'm just trying to get it all done, and I missed a call from you, so I was just calling you back.
And I had missed a call from you. We play phone tag quite a bit. Yes. You know, is there anything you'd like to say to either Rob or Josh or the listening audience or anything like
Dale
that?
Or Bill.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Why are you setting me up? I love you.
Nah, I love you. I'll see you later.
Tell her what. I was going to ask her.
Sorry.
Carla, if you're listening, send the copy. You need the copy.
Oh, my God. I think today.
This is the deepest into the show that she's ever screwed that up.
I would, the way my day started today with. I am used to the major arteries around where I live being congested and having a problem once in a while.
Yeah.
The super slab known as I-75 in Florida has gone batshit the last 24 hours. There was it might be floating around somewhere where there was a chase. A guy had murdered a woman, a mother of four, and they chased him down 75, and someone got video of when the chase ended, and you see these police officers. The word hail of bullets does apply in this situation, and apparently the guy survived it as well, and it was all over the news down here in South Florida. And then today, I guess people had so much effing fun being on 75 and backed up that they decided to do it all over again. So there was the side streets were backed up, the main artery was backed up, and it just, I was taking left and right and right and left and it trying to get where I needed to go.
Right.
And then I just, I found myself being confused all day because of that. And I feel as though I'm doing things last minute all day, and that gets me spinning around, and I'm not sure whether I'm as good as that at that as I used to be. Yeah, it's just it feels.
Well, we
weird.
Always talk about it's a different energy when we do the show in the afternoon.
Yeah,
and it's different in the morning because when you get up and we do an 8 o'clock start, that's essentially the first thing you do that day. You'll do some prep. I know sometimes you take your kid for a ride, but there's no big projects that you do before the show.
Right.
And you can stay sort of focused. It's easy to get sort of distracted. And as you said, lots of moving parts will get you.
You call taking the kid to school as taking the kid for a ride.
Yeah, take the kid for a ride. Sure.
Taking Michael for a ride.
Yeah.
I'd like to take him for a ride. He's at somebody else's house now. So,
yeah, how was last night when you had you had the bed and breakfast last night?
There were moving parts again.
Yes.
I stay up later than Carla, and then when I do fall asleep,
yes.
That's it. That's all she wrote.
I'm gone.
I'm gone. But there were a lot of like, pass on the part, but I just haven't been up. And then I get hit on the elbow, and it's just like, I don't want him to go to Walmart on the scooters with everybody. And it's just, I'm like, what? Huh? What? Yeah, yeah. Fine. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, like that. And then the battle between the little one and the mom. It's just, but today they're at somebody else's.
Good.
And that's, and then all what these parents are handing off the kids. Yes.
What was the driving force for the trip to Walmart? Is there some new trendy
fishing
something?
Stuff.
Oh, gear, fishing gear, lures. Yeah.
Fishing
for angling.
Gear. Yeah. It's fishing gear. And then in the meantime, last night, it was so cute. The three of them, Nick and Michael and Luke, all sitting there at the kitchen counter, watching the O's game, game two, when the Baltimore Orioles.
I like that you're calling it the O's game.
It was the O's game last night. It was the O's game last night where they ended at 15. What are you drinking? That looks cool. What is
looks
that?
Like a
what
polar,
is that?
Right?
Yeah, this is the polar seltzer, and this is the cranberry lime. This is the one that I keep at the end of the case because it's my favorite.
You're in a state of flux all the time. Are you sampling like different kinds of beverages all the time?
You should see my downstairs fridge. I got stuff for every mood, but none of it has any sugar.
But you would say mood, but it doesn't have any drugs like the aforementioned.
Yeah,
guy we
it does.
Were
it's got all kinds of pot in it.
That does well,
no,
not
no,
that
no,
stuff
I'm kidding.
You were
no,
drinking.
No,
but you probably have some soul cans in there, too.
You know what? I don't right now, but I will very soon. But to be honest, I mean, I've got like if I want it, I've got the Zero, 7-Up Zero is very good. Sunkist Zero is very good.
I'm happy you're doing that. And because, yeah, do they say diet soda can be bad for you? Yeah, well, F them. Yeah. Okay.
Coke Zero is horrible, but I drink it a lot because it has the caffeine.
Don't care for it myself. Not a fan. Not a fan of Coke Zero. But getting back to what we were talking about before, they're just adorable watching the game. And yes, at 15 games, Mr. Soroka's Baltimore Orioles ended the joy of the 15-game winning
what
streak
are the
with the
records
Boston
of
Red Sox.
Each team right now.
I'm not able to tell you that. I know the Red Sox are like 49 and 47 or something like that. Yeah, I don't know.
Orioles are a couple up. I know the Red Sox are in a wild card spot currently.
Yeah, they got all the way back to in contention for the playoffs.
So right now the Red Sox are 52-49.
Oh, better than I thought.
Oh, that's good.
And the Orioles are 50-53.
Why do you ask?
It pretends to care.
No, I'm just curious because
it is kind of an I don't care question.
It is not. And can I explain? And don't be defensive, Mike. The reason I want to know is that I know that if a team is playing, like, I've heard the phrase, 500 ball, that's good.
Be defensive.
And also, the other thing I was curious about is they're both coming off big winning streaks. So I'm curious if either one of them really advanced further based on all the wins.
Yes, they both did.
Yeah.
The Red Sox especially. Red Sox advanced a lot.
Yeah. But their streak is over. Now you can be defensive.
Yeah, but now they can restart it and string another 15
No,
together.
They can't. Not It'll wanna... never be this way again.
They are right now, Mike, in the middle of a one-game losing streak.
It'll never be the way it once was. That's it. It will never work.
1997?
It'll never work. It'll never work like this again. It'll never be.
Oh, it's coming, Mike. It's going to be good.
It's frustrating. Yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. I'm just playing with my soundboard right now to see if I can get.
But, Rob, what really happened is they both made enough moves to not give up on the season.
That's great. That's got
to suck everyone back in.
So, for example, Josh, when I used to do the announcing for the Washington Redskins, there was nothing better than going out for the first game. Thank you, Mike. It was a wonderful thing. It really
was. That's a patented Spiewak move right there.
That is
a patented Spiewak move.
It feels better than I thought it would.
Bullshit.
I know, it sucks. But once the Redskins, they were the Redskins then, were statistically eliminated from advancing, usually when there was like four or five games left, there is nothing more miserable than going to a game when it means nothing. So the fact that both your teams are still in it has got to be great.
He was an overweight alcoholic who just happened to be one of the greatest pure passers in NFL history.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
So were you up watching? Were you watching last night when your O's knocked him off?
I've watched every game this season, I believe.
I blew out early because I was pissed. I was pissed at Brian Bayo, just sucks ass. Send him back to AAA, please.
Do they do that when he goes out and plays?
Something about a pitcher that's got an 0-2 count. You know, got the guy right where he wants him, and then he hits him with a baseball. You stupid dipshit.
I texted you about some show stuff last night, and then I texted Rob and said, note that I'm restraining, pointing out that the Orioles knocked out the pitcher in the first inning.
Yeah, I called him a portrait of restraint.
Eduardo, or whatever his name is. I don't know what his name is. He's one of these guys sort of visiting for a while. You're not sure whether he's going to really make the roster or any of that. But it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
And, all good things. All good. Mike yelling at pitchers again. Yes, I am. Yeah. All good things come to an end.
Yeah.
That's it. What goes up must come down. Let a smile be your handshake. Be happy. Make somebody else.
That's right.
What were you going to say, Rob? I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, you didn't at all. I was just going to say that, it is just, I think, great that right now you're both in the hunt. And it's been a while since we've had sort of baseball teams at loggerheads on this show. And it's going to be fun to finish the season.
Well, Josh wanted to do, that extra. But I don't know enough about baseball, believe it or not. I love my teams. What I want to do a TMOS extra is with the guy, that I told you about, that influencer guy. Mm-hmm. How's that going? Has he reached out at all?
He did not respond in the last 24 hours. Now, he did say he was going away for a few days, which is why he couldn't come on this week.
Okay.
So that's probably why.
Should I start getting depressed?
No, never. He's going to come
Rob,
around.
Rob can explain to you why, when it comes to somebody that I'm really excited about getting on the show, Rob can explain why
because
I get depressed.
Because guests love when you are chasing a guest, they love to shit on you.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell you everything you want to hear.
Elaborate on that. Okay. Because it would help me, as well as it would help our listeners understand, that for a very large part of your career, you have chased guests and been, screwed around with.
It will shorten your life if you have to deal with guests constantly. Because, you know, it kind of goes back to what Mr. Lee said when we're talking about the marijuana legislation, that it's not done until the ink is dry. Well, you don't have the guest until they're on the show. Mm-hmm. And I've had cancellations 15 minutes before airtime, stuff that has been confirmed and reconfirmed and reconfirmed. And they just hold all the cards. And I think that now that there are more outlets that require guests, because there's a billion podcasts, people that are being sought after as guests, they love to hold the cards and shit on you. I bet there are those that love canceling last minute. Mm-hmm. And
unless you're a self-published author, then you're begging to go on a show.
Yeah, there are still those that you can't shake. But as a rule, it's anyone that you'd want to speak to. For example, a couple weeks ago when we had Mr. Pennington on the program.
What is that two gems silver star that I see in the comments?
I don't know. I think YouTube changed something where instead of dollar amounts, it now shows us gems.
Mike, we're actually getting jewels.
Two gems is $2 million.
Exactly.
Before we go to break here, I do want to mention one thing about raising money for the show. Mm-hmm. We got a special, special cocktail party coming up a week from Saturday.
Yes.
We have not put the finishing touches on it. We're not sure exactly how it's going to lay out, but we are doing an auction. It's going to be a cocktail party auction. It's going to be about 2 hours on Saturday night, starting at 7 Eastern time. And we are really starting to curate stuff that we think you might like.
Yeah.
And it's not like the garbage that we normally throw out at you. And it's not like swag that comes from the prize closet exclusively. What it is stuff that we said, I could let that go.
Yeah.
And we're trying to use it as a fundraiser for the show. Like one of the things, and I'm not talking about the crappy ones, I'm talking about maybe one or two good ones of my watches that I will be putting up for auction. We are putting up a very special souvenir that I received from Rob's friend, Mark Riddell.
Yeah.
And that's going to be up for auction.
Carrie referred to him today. What's his name? I said that was very sweet, Carrie. You remember my best friend, what's his name?
Did that hurt?
Yeah,
that
like a kick to the balls. It
did. So that's coming up a week from Saturday. Yeah. We'll talk more about it as we
go. Do you ever get on your feeds like Hollywood auctions or sports memorabilia auctions where they put the catalog in advance and there's so much fun to browse?
Yeah.
I kind of equate this to that. These are going to be one-of-a-kind items that come from our home, stuff that we have valued enough to keep in our home, but something that might mean something to you guys as well.
Here's the issue. We are refining it so that we can really...
Steve BWI says steam cleaner.
Steam cleaner. hardly used.
That's right.
That's been an overwhelming success, by the way.
Which nozzles did you prefer?
I ended up with the nozzle that doesn't have a brush on it whatsoever, or the grill wand thing. The wand is what I use more of anything. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you're really talking about getting in a nook and cranny, which is what is an intake vent on an AC system other than nooks and crannies everywhere.
It's more cranny than nook, I think.
Oh, it ended up being like a two-hour project because there was a lot going on besides the steam cleaning, and I was really, really happy with it. And
that's great. You've already gotten your money's worth.
There are projects constantly brewing in my head here. But getting back to the auction, we are going to figure out the best way to do it and give it that kind of live auction sizzle without without having a bunch of chairs out in front of us. And without having it all done on the phone, we're going to do...
None of that, right?
We are we're going to be doing this in as effective a way as we can. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it'll work really well. A lot of ideas still coming down the pike. So be aware, week from Saturday, that's going to be 7 p.m. We're going to have our official TMOS auction and hopefully some really cool stuff.
Oh, absolutely, some cool stuff.
I know, really,
stuff we talked about yesterday is stuff that, am I allowed to bid on your stuff, Mike?
Yeah.
Because some of it's really cool. Yeah.
It'll all be handled on the website, so you can go bid.
Yeah, everyone give $20.
We'll get all the details to you. We don't have them right now. We'll get all the details to you, and that's coming up. So very, very exciting, and we'll take a short break here, come back with tidbits and more fun and more thrills, including something you'd never guess that this is the only thing I've been thinking about on the show, and it's Jimothy. Because Bobo Happy Pants put that in my head.
Hey, I got an idea. Show. Let's not call me Bobo anymore, please.
I'll never stop calling you. 35 years I've been calling you Bobo.
Yeah, but it's been years since you've dredged that one up. like that one.
Oh, well, you gave me that. Yeah. That's in the quiver now, pal.
Enjoy.
We will come back with Bobo and Friends right here on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this brief message. Ladies. Friends, a quick warning. Beware of the takers. You know the type. They listen to the free show Monday through Thursday and give nothing back. Tisk, tisk. For shame. But us, we're different. We're the givers. We give you the bonus show every Friday. We've got the goods, unfiltered, unrestricted, all access and fun. Because more access means more laughs. You deserve the good stuff, the extra stuff. We're talking TMOS extras. Unpredictable bonus content you won't find anywhere else. Or go big with the commercial free feed, complete with the bonus show every single week. Sign up today because your bonus subscription keeps this whole party rolling. You fuel the fun, and we keep it coming. So smash that bonus show tab at MikeO'MaraShow.com and jump in. The water's fine. Be a giver. It feels great, and the laughs are guaranteed. I'm now obsessing over the chat group and the 650 gems.
So am I. I'm trying to figure out what a gem means.
Probably meaningless.
All I know is a ruby is a penny.
Okay.
But I can't find out what a gem is.
A ruby? Take your love to town.
Oh, Ruby, for God's sake, turn around.
That, you know what? That record drives me so crazy because, you know, I like Kenny Rogers just fine.
But I don't like this Kenny Rogers. Kenny Rogers! And then there's the Will Sasso Kenny Rogers.
That's also a good Kenny Rogers.
All right, hit the music, Slim. We got some tidbits right here, ladies and gentlemen. We start today with the good people of Google. Google has been slapped with a massive $1 billion fine. That's billion with a B, people, by the European Union, which says the company used its dominance to give its own Play Store and other services an unfair advantage over rivals. Google says it strongly disagrees with the decision.
I'm Google. Hello, Google.
Hello, I'm Google.
Hey, do you agree, Google?
I disagree.
How much do you disagree?
Googly, googly.
And what's your name?
Google. Anyway, let me say, they strongly disagree with the decision they plan to appeal, but it's the latest in a growing list of legal battles between big tech and regulators around the world. And for me, anytime there's big in front of it, big tech, big oil, big alcohol, I am for the people that are fighting the big people. That's the way I look at it.
$1 billion.
There you go. There you go. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dr. Evil. If you bought eggs recently, Rob, was the last time you bought eggs?
I bought 18 eggs.
If you bought eggs recently, you may want to check the carton. More than 1.6 million eggs have been recalled because of possible salmonella.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah. You know, whenever I see that, even though it has nothing to do with the eggs, so please, and for the other industry, the fish industry, please don't get it. I always thought it'd be fun to say you can't have salmon without Nella. Anyway,
I think my eggs are okay because I always buy fertilized eggs and they have small chickens in them.
Yeah.
And they're very healthy. Yeah.
Isn't that called like a durian? No, that's the fruit.
That's the fruit. There is a zygote. I'll find out.
There was something else. It was an Asian delicacy.
Yeah, where you would eat it that way.
Right.
Yeah.
1.6 million eggs have been recalled. Salmonella contamination. The eggs were shipped to grocery stores in multiple states, and health officials are urging consumers to throw them away or return them for a refund. Salmonella can cause fever, diarrhea, stomach cramps, and can be a especially dangerous for young children, seniors, and people with weakened immune.
Mike, come on back, Mike. We need you.
Do you care about Harry Styles? Do either one of you?
They're called balloons. I don't care for Harry Styles that much, although he is dreamy. And great albums. Great albums.
Wonder if he ever ate a balut. That's like the egg with the chicken in it.
He prefers, Mike, watermelon sugar, if you catch my drift.
Harry Styles has canceled his concert in Sao Paulo, Brazil, after becoming ill. Wonder if he ate eggs.
Yeah, he loves eggs, scrambled.
The announcement came just hours before his show, leaving thousands of fans disappointed. His team says he needs time to recover, but expects to return to the stage for his next scheduled performance. So I guess he's not that bad off.
Yeah.
Refunds and rescheduling information are being provided to ticket holders down there in Brazil, you pig, yeah.
I hope he didn't throw up on his dress.
Oh, that's right, his lovely dress.
Yeah, he knows how to dress.
Yeah, well, didn't he go to the Met? I'm getting so screwed with these gems. I don't know. Now we get a regular super chat.
So I went into the YouTube app.
Good.
And what they did is they changed the way you super chat, where now you click on it and you can choose to send like a unicorn or a dinosaur, like a little picture.
Dinosaur.
Each one has a certain value of gems.
Okay.
So my guess is that someone sent a goat gem. Because I can see it on my little YouTube. You see that goat jumping around?
Yeah.
Now it's gone. There it is.
Hello, and here's I'm a turtle. The goat gem.
So I think that's gems people are sending. That's like, been showing that.
Well, so the gems ultimately turn into money. We just don't know the amount.
It is money. We just don't know how.
Oh, they turn into money?
They turn into money. We just don't know what they're worth.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as they turn into money, send them away.
Yeah,
send
gems.
Them. Keep inundators with them. Come on now. Yeah,
you know let's go.
Oh, okay, so it's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see all those little icons?
Yeah.
Buy one of those, and instead of a super chat, if you've got nothing to say, you can just send a picture to us.
Okay, that's very sweet.
Is that on the three over and three down? Was that a loaf of bread?
No, that would be a gold coin.
Oh, okay. I was hoping that they could send bread.
God, they're having fun with them today. And there's like a total up at the top of our comments. Mm-hmm. Anyway, everybody participating in the show, we appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Let me get back to the news here because Tropical Storm Bertha continues to move across the Atlantic, and forecasters are closely monitoring its track. There is no immediate threat to Florida. It was supposed to be affecting the panhandle, but this is the time of year when storms can develop quickly. Emergency officials say now is a good time to check your hurricane supplies, review your evacuation pack, and make sure you have enough food, water, and batteries on hand. Look, down here, there's a popular saying, have a plan.
Yeah.
Always have a plan. Mine has always been get out of Dodge. And that's what I've done every single time. I'm thinking, though, I've been a Floridian for so long now that I might just hunker down for the next one.
Mike, don't be that guy.
Well, it's not a question,
it only takes
Rob.
One.
It's not a question of storm surge affecting me or the wind, necessarily blowing my house down.
If you stare,
are
you
going
to put up
down?
Your window thingies, your covers?
They're gone. They're long gone.
What happened to them?
I took them. I threw them away. I threw them all away. They were taking up too much space in the garage, and I'm slowly but surely adding impact windows to the house,
okay.
So
all
they'll
right.
be obsolete. So okay. I'm not using them anymore. But our plan is usually to get out of Dodge. It's not the effects of the storms that do it to me. It's the after effects of the grid when power goes out and lines at gas stations and all that crap. So knock on wood. When you're a Floridian, Josh knows this, you say a prayer that you're not going to be able to, have to deal with one of those situations.
In your storied career and your entire life, Mike, have you ever met a real person named Bertha? I was trying to think. I've never met a Bertha.
No, I remember that bumper sticker, Eat Bertha's Muscles.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
And then also the Bertha Butt Boogie. I know it's your favorite song.
Bertha Butt and then Bertha, Big Bertha, which was the German gun. Wasn't it a German gun that they had in World War II? It
was I always Big thought Bertha. Big Bertha was just sort of a go-to for larger individuals.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've never met a Bertha.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just created a new segment of the Mike O'Meara Show. We call it Today in History.
That's right.
I hope you enjoyed that.
It is a German howitzer.
It's a howitzer. There you go. Very good. Wonderful. Let's see. Universal Orlando is going all in on nostalgia. They're drawing huge summer crowds with a series of new movie-themed experiences featuring... This sounds right up your alley, Rob.
I've been there.
Featuring classic films like Back to the Future, Ghostbusters, E.T., Jaws, Jurassic World. Guests can enjoy special food, live entertainment. If you were like, if it was convenient to you, would this be something you'd dig?
I'd be there tonight. Absolutely. Well, if it was within a three-hour drive, I would be there tonight.
Well, hop on a plane. I'll pick you up.
I know.
But Josh, you've only got the money. You've got the free pass to Disney. Yes, that's the competition across the street. So food, entertainment, merchandise, and character appearances. The events are designed to give families...
Some guy dressed as Marty McFly. Yay.
Give families and movie fans a reason to come back throughout the summer. So, hey, anything you can do to spice up those tired little theme parks.
Sure, easier than making a good movie, Universal.
Amen. Amen, people. Thank you. Lego has revealed a brand new X-Files collector's set. Does that
The X-Files
float your boat?
Right. That's like should be my era, but it's a long time ago. Is it 25 years ago for the X-Files?
Oh, man.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's a collector's set, and finally we were telling you that it features Agents Mulder and Scully, a UFO, an alien, and several references to the cult TV series. The set is already generating a lot of buzz online, especially among fans who grew up watching the show, the X-Files.
Did you watch
the X-Files?
Occasionally, Josh was going to put a reality show on TV called The X-Files, but it was EX-Files, and it was about previous wives.
Oh, well, Mike and I were working on that together.
Yeah, Mike was going to co-host.
That'd be a dual project, Rob. Be a dual. In fact, you might want to make me executive producer of that one.
The face of the industry.
Well, right. Believe it or not,
one season. Mike's got three.
Yes, the PR company said it's already generating a lot of buzz online.
That's great,
especially among fans who grew up watching the show. It's expected to be one of Lego's more popular collector's releases this year. And here's the great thing for people that collect those things: every one of the Legos that are included in the sets already is pre-treated to smell like ass.
Yeah, and it's cheap.
$1 billion.
Their Legos, they're too expensive.
And good timing as Hulu is working on a reboot.
Great. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
A reboot of the X-Files?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I think it has a Jelly Roll. And
Do you think they could bring Duchovny back? Because he's still dreamy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is still dreamy. And you know what? He was better on projects not X-Files when he was making fun of himself on X-Files.
Yeah,
he was great.
Yeah, he was
great
good at
sense
that.
Of humor. Yeah.
All right, we got Jimothy and other things coming off of the mic. Yes, I'm still obsessing over it. And thank you for your gems. But first, let me tell you, have you ever heard everyone talking about peptides?
Yeah.
Sure you have.
Yeah.
Peptides are tiny chains of amino acids that help support your body's natural processes and overall wellness. So are you feeling tired all the time? Well, we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Can't lose weight? No matter what you do, we can talk about that too. Trouble sleeping? Let's talk. Ladies, if you're dealing with hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings, weight gain, poor sleep, low libido, well, Carla will talk to you about that.
She will.
Hormones. Let's talk about that. Hormone replacement therapy. HRT, it's called. It's now available, too, at DermGlowSkin.com. If you're not sure where to start, that's okay. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the Weight Loss and Peptides button. Then click Explore Products and take the wellness quiz. Whether you're interested in weight management, hormone support, healthy aging, better sleep, more energy, or overall wellness, the quiz can help point you in the right direction. Price is right.
And that it might when you buy those peptides through Carla. The price is right.
HSA and FSA cards are accepted. Klarna available too. Visit DermGlowSkin.com. Take the wellness quiz today. That's DermGlowSkin.com. Peptides are the future, and the future is at DermGlowSkin.com. All right. I don't know what's going on, but, let me just say this.
Okay.
And this is not, every day I give you crap of some kind, and you usually give me crap back.
Of course. That's kind of the show.
When you mention Jimothy.
Yeah.
I am prepared to be totally disappointed in whatever
as
this.
As well you should be, Mike. Okay, let's move forward with this. I heard about this last night when Carrie said to me, do you know if you Google Jimothy, he runs across your Google screen? I said, great. What's Jimothy? She said, you don't know? And then Robert actually took an earbud out and said, you don't know about Jimothy?
I don't know about Jimothy.
I don't know about Jimothy.
And I brought it up to Josh, who was, you know, I wanted to test the temperature of the water. Now, before I reveal who Jimothy is, do you know, we've worked together a long time, you know I hate bats. Can you think of another animal? Don't, please. Can you think of another animal that we
thank you, James Malloy, for the super chat. We appreciate it. Go ahead, Rob, again, please. Sorry.
Can you think of another animal that we have discussed on the show that I hate?
Yeah. If I think about it, I'm sure okay. I could come up with one. You don't like.
I'll give you a hint. Yeah. They were definite opponents and people that worked against us when we were growing corn. So if we would plant corn, this was an animal.
Raccoons.
Exactly. And
you
that's
hate
what Jimothy.
Raccoons.
I hate raccoons. But excuse Jimothy me. Is a special raccoon, Mike. He lives in Seattle and he has some sort of disease that has shortened his spine. So you got to see the way Jimothy walks and the way he's captured the hearts of Seattle and all of America.
Hold on. Before you play, you're obviously going to play a video of this.
Yes, I am.
So Jimothy is a, just to be clear, a deformed raccoon
that America has embraced.
Okay,
because
I'll be the judge.
We're stupid, and that's why. Mm-hmm. So, do you still get most of your news from Fox 13 in Seattle?
Oh man, they're fantastic!
And
you know, it's not always the Fox news channel angle that they have.
No.
They're kind of an independent. So you know, they bring out the stupid news without any real national supervision.
They are probably America's leading source for deformed raccoon news.
Okay.
So let's talk Jimothy.
Kill your little raccoon is taking the...
That guy, first off, I just have to say
that was such a tease. That was such a terrible tease. I'm making my screen bigger now. Let's see Jimothy.
This guy.
Peculiar little raccoon has taken the internet by storm, and now he's become an unlikely celebrity in Seattle. Fox 13's Lauren Donovan shows us how Jimothy is winning hearts and even... giving back to the community.
It looks like he was squished.
Oh, that would scare the crap out of me.
He looks like a monkey, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he walks like a little monkey.
He looks like, what's that, My Precious? What's that character? The Hobbit.
Goblin.
My God.
Yeah.
What is it? What's the thing that lives in the pit right there?
Yeah. Dobby.
Gabby,
is it Dobby?
No, that's not Dobby. It's not Dobby.
I want to say Goblin, but it's not Goblin.
My Precious. I've been going across the street. My Precious.
Well, Mike, as of yet, Jimothy doesn't speak, but let's look at this deformed creature that America loves so. Gollum, thank you, Josh.
Gollum, thank you.
That America loves so bad.
This unusual yet adorable furball is
his face is deformed too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You heard that right. He's got a name, and the internet has identified him as a short-spined raccoon.
It was pretty interesting seeing him run across the.
Okay. All right, stop.
Okay.
Is there a manual given to producers of local television that they seek out the greatest idiot they can possibly find? Is that what they try to do?
I was really expecting to see a graphic come up and say that he was a professor from like Seattle University, but it turns out he's not.
Squished.
Why are the arms so long?
Over.
Perched there on the fence post, this unusual yet adorable furball.
He's not adorable.
No, he's horrible.
Yeah, you heard that right. He's got a name, and the internet has identified him as a short-spined raccoon.
It was pretty interesting seeing him run across the.
After posts began going viral, everyone is now searching back through their backyard cameras, trying to catch another glimpse of him.
Yeah, I don't care for Jimothy.
And in that, he's become somewhat of an international sensation.
Yeah, absolutely crazy that it has blown up worldwide.
No joke, even the Mariners have capitalized on the fanfare, including him in the beloved Salmon Run last week.
Jimothy is he is an elusive creature, though you'll see him all over your.
You know what? There's a secondary plot to this news story, Mike, and it's Lauren Donovan, and she thinks this is her ticket to national news.
Now hold on a second, because mm-hmm. the first thing I see when I see Lauren Donovan mm-hmm. is I see a woman who's camera ready.
Yeah.
And that goes a long way with me. And I don't want you to pick on her. Rob,
are you okay with the fact that her hair looks like it might be part of a ventriloquist dummy?
I think it looks sexy. She's got it so totally slicked back. It's cool. Beautiful women can do that.
Do you think she can blink with her hair pulled back that tight?
I give up.
I'm trying to figure out what the thing is in the road behind her. That looks like a beached whale.
Yeah, that looks like a little like plastic Jimothy.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on in Seattle?
It's a weird town, Mike.
I like Lauren Donovan. I really do.
Also, looking at Jimothy, I think one of the problems with Jimothy is he has no tail. And a raccoon's tail is a big part of him.
The one thing that was mentioned, though, they described him like maybe he is a certain type of raccoon.
No, I've watched a lot of stories about him trying to find the most inclusive one that had all the details.
Yeah.
I think it's a defect.
It's a defect.
Not
it's a
breed.
Birth defect.
Yeah, exactly. And yet, Mike, Jimothy is very brave.
All right. Let's watch this lovely newswoman.
Okay.
Social media feed, spotting him in person, now that is tricky. I did catch him, though, however, immortalized in paint in this very corner of Ballard.
I said we need our own Jimothy mural. He's normally hidden right behind our garbage can here, which we thought was the most appropriate.
Pretty.
Place for a raccoon.
That looked like a rat trap, too.
Rebecca Sorensen over at Ballard Clay couldn't help herself.
I think that he's, you know, different. He's a little bit weird, a little bit funky. He's a lot like Ballard.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And across town, this oddball story has done some serious.
Oh, there's what you saw. It's a picture of a walrus.
Okay. All right.
It's good. By way of another muralist who's a local legend
Henry.
In his own right, Ryan Henry Ward, a.k.a. Henry, auctioned off this acrylic homage to benefit the Ballard Food Bank.
Stay with it for a moment,
pledging roughly $6,500 to those in need, all in the name of their neighbor, Jimothy.
I think Jimothy has come to us at a time where everyone just needs something to rally around.
Do you think he will go down in history?
Oh, yeah. He'll be around for a long time.
Reporting in Ballard, Lauren Donovan, Fox 13 News.
The local generosity is snowballing. Amazon stepped up to match the 6,543 winning.
Stop it! Shut up!
Can we auction off a picture of Jimothy?
I'm going to do an acrylic painting of Jimothy.
Fine. The first thing, if I saw that, I'd think that we were being like invaded by aliens or something.
Yeah, I would have the same reaction that if I saw a pack of skunks. I would get the hell out of there.
Right. Yeah.
But America loves Jimothy, Mike.
Oh, well, don't let anybody in Herndon, Virginia know that, okay? Please, because you know who's going to take advantage of that.
Hey, ooh, get a load of
it's a Jimothy burger.
Congratulations, Jimothy. We'll talk TV when we come back on the Michael Berry Show.
I like that.
But first, I bet that you don't look forward to your annual physical because, especially when you get older, you get a little nervous about what the doctor might find. Here's a name that you need to remember. Field of Greens, brand new sponsor for the Mike O'Mara Show. You see, what you do before the appointment matters, your lifestyle. So before your next checkup, make the one health change that your doctor should notice or your money back. Make it Field of Greens. Doctors today look beyond your calendar age. They look at your biological age, how healthy your cells and vital organs are. Field of Greens was designed with that in mind, and I actually enjoyed some Field of Greens prior to going on my cruise, and I'm not attributing this to Field of Greens because it would be foolish to do so. But let me say, not once, but twice on my little cruiseroo, I got the old, you're that age? And
really?
It's what my mom used to get, and it made me feel pretty darn good. I really did.
And
I
also,
like that.
Your spine got a little longer.
It did. Not the deformed one that I was born with.
Right.
Each fruit and vegetable Field of Greens in Field of Greens is doctor selected to support your cells, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and healthy weight. In fact, a university study found that participants who only added Field of Greens to their day saw measurable improvements in key health markers.
Yeah.
You understand what they're saying here? They're saying Field of Greens, that's it. One little scoop every single day with great flavors, And this helps. This makes a difference. Just one change. It changed everything. That's why Field of Greens promises your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. That is an amazing claim when you think about it. And go into your next physical confident. One scoop, once a day, done. We all have Field of Greens in our house, and we, you know, we're excited to see the results. I go in October for my regular physical. Make Field of Greens your one smart change this year. Check out the university study and get 20% off at fogchicks.com, promo code TMOS. That's fogchicks.com, promo code TMOS for Field of Greens. All right, TV time in the summer, kind of challenged because we're going in 25 different directions. I know I am. There is a show that won an Emmy that we are just, well, I don't want to say we because it's more me than Carla.
Right.
Sci-fi thing called Pluribus. Mm-hmm. Have either one of you dabbled in it, taken a peek at all?
The whole thing. I watched it's the Apple TV show. I watched it a couple months ago, yes.
Pretty darn good.
It's a very good show.
I don't take Apple anymore, so I've been excluded.
No, yeah, well, you're downsizing, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. You know? I mean, I used to have all the streamers until I realized it costs $4,000 a month.
Yeah. I went through, I've got this program that I use. They're not an advertiser, so I won't mention them. Mm-hmm. That goes through my subscriptions and checks them out. And there were a couple on there that I'm like,
didn't you have nine subscriptions to Paramount Plus running at the same time?
I was just like going, why did I do property search? Yeah. Why did I do something that I could get online, easy, for free? Not quite sure. So it was crazy.
Before we get into TV, I have a question for you all that will throw me as fast as anything. I always check Netflix to see what's new.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, it looked like a Lifetime or a Hallmark made-for-TV movie where some dad was dating a swimming coach or something, but it was at the top of the list. So it was going to be, you know, some guy cheating on somebody. So I hit play, and right away I realized it's a foreign-made film, and it's dubbed. Now, I watch with subtitles anyway, but when you see a dubbed film on Netflix, does it ruin it for you? I can't watch it. It bothers me.
It is interesting, but it has to be a spectacular film. Subtitles don't bug me, really, that much, but I don't like to see the lips move and
it's,
you know,
distracting.
English speaking, you know,
it makes me think that things are out of sync, like something's not working. Yeah,
I'd rather hear the other language and read English.
Yeah, I would too. And then you get the actual intonation of the actual actor as well.
Mm-hmm. So, well, we could do it. We could do our own dubbing right now. If you just got a single shot of Rob, and we put Rob up on the screen. And then we have Rob talk like he's doing a monologue, and and I'll dub it for him. Okay,
in 3, 2, 1.
The name is Lop Spiegrek. I'm not going to type it. I think it's overdue that I come out and tell you that I am gay. I am very happy, and I am so glad to release this information to you. I've been struggling with this for many, many years, and a lot of people have said, oh, why don't you come out? So I'm out. There we are. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's excellent.
Thank you. Did you like that? That was our
didn't care for the content. Liked the
It was on the fly.
Liked the notion though. I thought it was well played.
But I don't. I have found my. Maybe it's because there's just more stuff. Maybe it's because I have a new teenager. I don't know. I'm scattered. I have lost all touch with really knowing. Is that what it is, or is it the lack of the one definitive, you have to see this? We don't have a Yellowstone right now, right?
No, we don't.
It's that. It's that Landman I knew I had to watch every Sunday.
Exactly.
Okay, right, Everybody was watching that.
And now I want to check out, have you checked out Widow's Bay yet on Apple TV?
No.
It's really good, apparently. It's got lots of nominations for awards, and I haven't had time to sit down and watch it yet.
All right, let's go to Rob Spiewak's single shot again, and he will explain. This is a scene from Widow's Bay.
In 3.
Right. And Rob, here's the direction you have is urgency, and you're alerting the town.
Okay, in 3, 2, 1.
I found the widow. I found the widow. She's over there. She's over there in the bay. In the bay.
And scene.
Scene.
There we go.
too. Mike, I really enjoy this bit.
Widow's Widow's Bay is good, Josh. You like Widow's Bay?
I haven't watched it yet. Everyone tells me to watch it. I haven't had time.
But Serena Spatola says it's good. That's good enough for me. If Serena Spatola says it's good, I'll check it out. Absolutely.
It is. It really is. It makes your day if you have something to look forward to. When Josh and I went on our Jaguar search party,
yeah,
it was fun knowing that I had TV to watch every night for like a week. Mm-hmm. And I was into, even though the last season was sort of an abortion, it was still great to know that we had something to watch. And I don't have anything like that now.
If you'd like, I could play the widow in Widow's Bay, and Rob could overdub it for me if we gave me a single shot. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
I am so upset, and I'm a widow because my husband is an asshole. But you know what? I make a great pie. And also, I'm a nurse. Thank you. Goodbye.
You enjoying this show, Josh?
I am. Yes.
You know, I'll tell you exactly what's going through Josh's mind right now.
Sometimes Josh looks like he'd rather be, he'd like to be three states over or something like that.
I will tell you what Josh is thinking right now. Please, oh, please don't get me involved in that bit. He doesn't want to voice anything and he doesn't want to lip sync anything.
No, I was trying to think of a show title that would involve that bit.
Okay.
Is what I'm sitting here trying to do.
Would you like to do the pantomime while...
Oh, no, I don't want to do it.
Josh, how about this for a show title? Dubbin. D-U-B-B-I-N.
Here we are, Dubbin. So, Widow's Bay, but you can't confirm it. Pluribus, it's been out a very long time, so you may have seen it already, but I like it, and I'm recommending it. Anything from you, Rob? I know you did one earlier in the week.
I gave two episodes to Little House on the Prairie because I liked the note. No. Well, Mike, hey.
No.
You asked what I watch, and you know what?
Put your hand out.
God damn it. It sucked. I'm not going to give it another moment of my time.
Good. Well, of course it sucks. It's like 1,000 years old.
Well, no, Mike, this is brand new.
Brand new, but it was a suck show back when it was on.
It was not a suck show, but we don't have time to get into that right now.
It was a suck show.
It was a wonderful family-themed Western.
30 gems! 30 gems 30 to the Little House on the Prairie show. Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Mike, as you're watching Pluribus,
yes,
there's a scene with a lot of donuts. She brings in a bunch of donuts to the office space.
Really?
And they use donuts for some reason from a small donut shop in Annapolis, which then blew up and went crazy because everyone wanted those donuts.
You know, it seems a shame that they use donuts when right up the road they could have gotten fruit fritters.
From the White Hall Inn.
Exactly.
White Hall's famous fruit fritters.
They are famous.
Really. I was thinking, as Josh was talking about that, I was thinking to myself, just a video of me, because you're always thinking what's going to go viral.
Yeah.
If I had like a vent that I'd gotten out of the ceiling that was covered with the nasty vent dirt that's around
like
the vent
hanging
dirt,
dust
and
all
I was
that
holding
garbage.
It up and it would be difficult because in one hand I would have my steam cleaner.
Yes.
And in the other hand, I'd be eating a donut, and I'd be steam cleaning the vent as I was eating a donut.
What is with your brain today?
I am telling you, it started early in the morning with the traffic jam. It was the idea of having the kids. I was taking...
And Mike, that'll be the name of your YouTube channel, The Traffic Jam.
I was taking... Hey, welcome to The Traffic Jam. Hey, I'm Traffic, and I'm Jam.
Private.
And Jam would have it. It would sound like Steve-O. Hi, I'm Jam. I took three crumb crunchers to Walmart at 5 minutes before 7 a.m.
Too
because
early.
Carla woke me up and said they don't want to, I don't want them riding on school. And I didn't want them. When you have these sleepovers and you have two other kids over, you're in charge. And what's funny though is the sleepover two nights ago was at Luke's house with Michael and Nick. And then last night, Luke and Nick slept over at our house. Uh-huh. And then I believe, I'm not sure if Luke's included, but he might be. It might be Luke, Nick, and Michael at Nick's house. So that's every parent this week doing a different night with sleepovers.
You know what it is, Mike? It's like a timeshare for kids.
They should have their own condo.
But
don't you want them to plan it further out so you know what day you can go away?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
When you can have a date night.
Could you build them a spreadsheet where they could plan it and everyone can know when they can vacation?
All I know is Grandma has not had enough Michael time. And I believe Friday through Sunday, Grandma is taking Michael at her place. And we are free, FRWE free.
Has Grandma had enough mic time?
Like me?
Yeah. I don't know.
You want to have a sleepover?
You want to sleep over there as well?
You know, sometimes it's funny. It just goes right up to whether I want to laugh or just punch.
I'm not the one talking about steam cleaning and eating donuts. We all have our weird corners.
Something's wrong.
Have you gotten to the point yet of just telling Michael, hey, your mom and I want to go out tonight, find a friend's house to go to?
We've done that. You know, we say, is there anybody you can play with? It doesn't usually work. It's more organic with them than it is with
us.
How
close are you with leaving him at home for an evening, like if you went out to dinner?
Oh, I've done that. We've done that.
Okay.
He's 13 now.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, he flies his own plane now, so he's fine. We're all
single
set.
Engine. I mean, it's not
all,
a jet.
No, we're all set to go, and it's just I'm... even with the sleepovers and the little breaks that we have... the common thread that we have with these parents is that they do a lot with their kids, and we do a lot with our kids, and so that's what it is.
You need a break.
I need a little break time, and we'll see if we, you know, the whole idea of the cruise and bringing a friend on the cruise was exactly what it was. It wasn't even really a kid-friendly ship, but they made their own fun, and they ran around and did their own thing, and it's great. Parents are creative to find that out all the time, you know.
I asked Carrie if I could bring a friend on our cruise. She said, you don't have any friends.
We will take a break. And how is your audio today? Is
Mike, I've got a wonderful surprise that I think you will enjoy.
That's exciting. Surprises are the best things to have in the world. Yeah. Navigating life these days, that's not always easy. We talk about it a lot on this show. Trust me, I get it. Stress, burnout, anxiety, family, work, sometimes it all adds up. And you realize maybe it's time to talk to someone. But finding a therapist who actually takes your insurance, that can feel like a full-time job. That's where Rula comes in. Rula connects you with licensed therapists and mental health providers covered by insurance. They work with over 100 insurance plans, and they have average copays around about $15 a session, sometimes even $0, depending on your coverage. They'll help match you with a provider who fits your needs and preferences, with appointments available as soon as tomorrow. Now, taking care of yourself shouldn't wait. Get started. Use Rula today. Mm-hmm. Mental health care should be affordable and accessible. Visit Rula.com/TMOS today to get started. That's RULA.com/TMOS. Thank you very much, Rula, for keeping everybody in better mental health. Thank you.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Moving parts. Mike, I don't know if you like a hot dog like I like a hot dog. And like Josh likes a hot dog.
I really don't think I'm a hot dog person.
It might be my favorite food.
They're so great. They really are. And you know, they can even be diet friendly if you skip the roll. That's the
beauty. You're right about that, Gordon Ramsay.
But you know what, Mike? I'll tell you this. A hot dog above chicken tenders any day.
Hey, way to be controversial.
Well, no, I'm just speaking about other people we've worked with that loved chicken tenders. I think that's an idiotic food right there.
You know, we could do a show. We could do an entire show about idiotic foods. I think,
I'd probably love them all.
Well, I think if it's the right hot dog, I enjoy a hot dog as much as the next guy.
Did that taste like a hot dog?
No, it didn't. It was a Coke burp.
Okay.
Look what I didn't even show you what I did. You know, I give you enough hard time. That's two of them today.
Wow. Well, you need those, you know, to get that high energy presentation.
I like a good Hebrew National all beef hot dog. That's my favorite.
The best. And Mike, the way you top them can really make it. And I'll be surprised if this first video doesn't inspire you to have a hot dog for dinner tonight.
Okay.
If lately you've been feeling sad,
Using her now.
Maybe you just been needing a hot dog real bad. That right. You been need a glitzy for chitzy. Did you been knowing that you cannot be in bitching when your mouth being full and you busy double fitting?
Yeah.
You're not gonna be in caring that you being kind of lonely when you being stuff your fate with a big juicy corny. Oh, you're so corny. But if you're not being so eating corny. Meat, that okay. Hot dog can also be in plant-based trees.
Yeah.
Before you be in cry or scream, why don't you be in try your ween? Bonus point if it haven't been. Put some chili on your wheelie. This message would be brought to you guys by...
There she is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, go for it. Yes.
Mike, yeah. I know it's silly, but it made me want a hot dog. I cannot lie.
Yeah. Well, I'll head to Costco next.
That's a good. That's a real pull for you. I think she's marvelous. She's wonderful. She's talented.
Mike, there are so many commercials that when you think about them in the back of your mind that we grew up with, that they are kind of pleasant, like kind of cool if you're a kid and the Kool-Aid guy busts through a wall and brings you something to drink. I mean, that's kind of fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Well, this gentleman used AI to sort of explain what it might look like in real life if the Kool-Aid guy came in, and it's not nice.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Drink me! Drink me!
No, that's scary. That's scary.
It truly is.
She's like drowning her or something.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Now that freaked me out, and his arms were gross, and that's now. Show it again.
All right, here you go.
All right, here we go.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Drink me!
Is that like AI?
Yes. In seven delicious flavors.
It's weird.
It was weird.
Very Bye. Strange AI.
I think that our final video today will cleanse your palate. Right. This comes courtesy of Heather Redding, who is a P1 great listener and a former talking head. She is vacationing in Rehoboth this week and texted this to me with grand excitement.
Hi, Robin, Josh. Wish we could see you more in the near future. Have us back on the show. It was so much fun.
And?
Bob's your uncle. Have a wonderful
Yeah, I love you, buddy.
Isn't that
David
cool?
David and Larry, we love you right back, boys.
They look great in the red. They look good that night.
That's
yeah.
sweet.
And
I
also,
like
Mike,
those guys.
They are actually
good,
in front
right?
of the they're in front of the Blue Moon. The club they go to.
Isn't that just happiness and goodness and pleasantness yes. and decency and all 100%. That wonderful stuff? I love that. That makes me happy. That's wonderful. Great last video today. I appreciate that personally very much.
Heather,
thank you for the gems, even though I'm not quite sure what they are, not really sure just
some
yet,
type
but
of money.
I guarantee he'll know by tomorrow.
He will
know, and we're back tomorrow with a brand new episode, a bonus show. If you're a subscriber, please join us for that, and mark your calendars for a week from Saturday, 7 p.m., when the whole gang will be here for our very first real TMOS auction,
yes.
where we grab stuff that we think you might like. That's
yeah.
the criteria. Some of it good, some of it better, some of it valuable. And
yeah.
I'm not exaggerating.
Right.
We'll see you tomorrow for a bonus show for Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Peace be with you.
The rent stays like a buffer.
Well, I don't get a rain man cold, but they're...